Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. This is Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason, with the Ecosystem Approach. We are filling in for Dr. Pat today, and we have an amazing show. If you've ever asked yourself, what's wrong with the world today? We're going to answer that question by using our intuitive abilities to get to the root cause.
Whoa.
Okay. And we're going to show you how to start to change yourself in a way that can change the world. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what's wrong with the world today? And what's the root cause?
Well, Benny, who's the producer extraordinaire, is going to play the theme from Rocky, because I think that's really appropriate for today. Because it, you know, Rocky, if you remember the movie Rocky, you know, he was running up the stairs and pushing himself, you know, with the idea that he was going to change himself.
Right.
And there's this idea that if you change yourself, you change the world.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true. So here we go. So I'm going to answer the question that Patricia asked. So I'm not going to put you on the edge of your seats any longer. As intuitives, we see that the root problem in the world is the buildup of negative energy.
Hmm.
And we define negative energy as negative emotions such as anger, hate, fear, shame, and some other things too.
Right. You know, okay. So are negative energies just emotions, Jason?
No.
Okay.
There are other, what we call intangibles, that are also negative energies that we work with all the time, like corruption, tribalism, prejudice, racism. And stay tuned, because today we're going to have you and us start to work with those things in the world today. You're going to actually start changing the world. If you're listening with us right now, hang on to, don't change that dial, you know, pull over to the side of the road. You got to hear this.
Okay.
Because we're going to all be doing this together to start changing the world right now, today. Because frankly, you know, and this is my personal rant, you know, and Patricia has to put up with this all the time, you know, that I'm just kind of fed up. You know, I see our politics today are like middle school, you know,
right.
people throwing insults back and forth with each other. Like,
oh, not he and I.
Yeah,
we're talking to the TV mostly.
Yes, talking to the TV is like, it's your mother. You know,
that kind of thing.
That sort of thing. It's so stupid. And we think, you know, we're not rising to the best of us. We're kind of lowering ourselves to the lowest common denominator.
And we're maintaining that lowestness.
Yes.
And it's really affecting us. So let me bring up a point, Jason. This is really, really important. You know, you and I, all of us see emotions as moods. Oh, I'm in a bad mood today. I'm going to have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or some chocolate. By the way, nothing wrong with that. I get that. But they don't change the energy.
That's the point.
Yes.
That is such the point.
Okay.
And what happens is that because energies are things, and we know this because as intuitives, we work with energy for the last 20 years.
And we see it.
It builds up.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes.
That's the problem. See, so, okay, let's give a common example. You have a fight with your spouse, your significant other, and you go to work and it kind of fades away. You were mad, but you're not as mad. And then by the time you get home, you're not really that mad. You're still maybe irked a little bit, but you're not.
I can handle it.
I can handle it.
Yeah.
Well, those emotions, because you've numbed out from them or forgotten them or pushed them aside or distracted yourself.
But you've done nothing with them, really. You haven't gotten rid of them.
They're not gone.
Yeah.
And so the next time you have an argument, maybe it's more intense because those first emotions are still there.
Right.
And then the third argument and the fourth argument and the fifth argument.
They build up.
We've had so many clients come to us over the years and say, well, I used to be in love, but now I've kind of fallen out of love.
Or I loved him once. I hate him now.
And that happens a lot. And it happens, not only with your significant other, it could be with your kids. It could be with your dog, with your job, which is a much more likely scenario.
By the way, usually not the dog. Go ahead.
most of us like our dogs, but see, our dogs don't talk back. So that gives them an edge up. Yeah.
Yeah. Not unless you're an intuitive and understand what they're trying to say to you. Yeah. Okay. So you know what, Jason, all of the world problems can be traced to this negative emotional buildup.
Exactly.
Give me a few examples of that, Jason.
War, poverty, slavery, food and water shortages, lack of social justice.
Wow.
So let's unpack one of those. Okay.
Okay.
War.
Okay.
Did can you think of an example where people have gone to war out of pure logic?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh out loud at that.
It's kind of funny, ironic.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's because of anger and hate and greed and negative competition.
Jealousy.
Yes. You have more than I do.
Right. And by the way, we aren't just talking about our today's political situation. We're talking about the beginning of the world situation.
Think about how many wars people went to because of religion.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the name of God,
killed. Yes. And, we talk to God all the time. I've never heard that, that you have to, go out and kill, especially over religion, that there's just one way, that's all there is. Poverty is a form of greed and competition for people who think there's only so much and then I have to guard what I have so that, because if I don't guard what I have, then I'm going to lose it.
Okay.
That's a form of fear, too.
And Jason, that brings up, I'm not dismissing war whatsoever, but because wars often claim that you have to make a form of social or religious change.
Yes.
And
trying to force social or religious change.
Exactly. And it doesn't happen. It might look like it's happening on the surface, but underneath all of this hate and resentment and jealousy just keeps going. And unless you remove the negative energy, it stays there and it gets worse or gets triggered by something that happens.
One of the things that we see as intuitives is that negative energy moves around.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So if it's, and it's always on both sides. So if you have a conflict, whether it's your kids right now or two countries going to war or there's conflict at work where you are,
right,
it's the negative energy of fear, anger, resentment, jealousy, right. all those negatives
right.
are always on both sides.
Exactly.
It's never on just one side. There's never a righteous position.
Right.
That is completely pure and with no negative energy. We've never seen that.
No. And if you look at the history of the world, it's never been like that. I just want to bring up a point, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about it throughout the show, but my mother died from cancer more than 30 years ago, and it started out with breast cancer, and she got almost up to the 5-year mark, and then another type of cancer popped up.
Well, and the point is that traditional medicine defines that if you are cancer-free for 5 years with a specific cancer, then you're cured.
Then you're cured, exactly. The problem was that, of course, none of the negative energy was removed for her. And when my mother died, she died with a minimum of 3 different kinds of cancer in different places in her body. And there was suspect of it being even five. And the doctor said to me, we've never seen this.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot.
Yes. Yes.
From scientists and people that can't see.
Right.
That, I've never seen this before. This is out of, this doesn't make sense. You know?
Exactly.
And we see the things that don't make sense all the time because negative energy moves around.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We see it especially with health,
mm-hmm.
but it can be with cultures. It can be with teams.
Okay.
Athletic teams that win and win and win,
mm-hmm.
but at sometime then they stop. You know, there's this negative energy buildup.
Exactly. You know, Jason, let's talk about the programming, how you and I understand and see that programming is really, it's damaging.
It's the problem.
It is the problem.
So if the buildup of negative energy and clearing that is the solution,
mm-hmm.
the problem is programming. That creates that buildup of negative energy. Because what is programming? Programming is when you force yourself,
manipulate,
trick yourself,
mm-hmm.
or seduce yourself to mm-hmm. do things. And when you do those things, what you're doing is you're putting aside your emotions.
Right.
And your emotions come from your, it's that you have an internal guidance.
Right.
And so when you go to do something, whether it's to
lose weight
but there's that ice cream that everybody loves. Cherry Garcia in the freezer. So you're going to lose weight and you're doing really well the first week, the second week, and then some sort of crisis happens at work.
Yeah.
That Cherry Garcia starts to call to you, and that's not positive energy. It's not positive energy. So we're going to talk more about programming, in the next segment.
But I just want to make one more point before we go to the key points of this segment. We created the ecosystem approach to systematically remove negative energies for practical life changes. And so you can change the world.
You know, I have to say this. We created the ecosystem approach, and all of our radio shows up to now have been practical things that individuals can do to help make their life better.
Right.
But today we're talking about how that changes the world. And we're going to make that connection today for you and actually start to do it in today's show.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Emotions are energies that don't go away but build up and mm-hmm. continue to affect us. It's a cultural misconception that emotions go away when you don't feel them.
Mm.
And our programming culture pushes our emotions underground where they continue to affect us.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is the ecosystem approach was created to effectively, efficiently, and organically remove negative energy.
I love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how changing yourself may or may not change the world. I'm curious about what he has to say with this one. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting petecoaching.com.
So nice to give us the intro to Rocky for the intro to our next segment. And this is Jason again. I'm with my wife, Patricia, and we're talking about how you may or may not change yourself and change the world at the same time. And the story about Rocky is a perfect example. You know, if you, and I realize he was a fictional character.
Yes.
And, we all can remember him charging up the stairs, trying to work out. And if you remember the movie, he considered himself a bum, and everybody said he's a bum and he won't amount to anything. And he just took it upon himself to prove everyone wrong. Well, as intuitives, and we've been doing this for a long time, what we can see is that if Rocky was a real story, after the end of the movie, everything was great. You know, he had been successful. But we know, unless Rocky changed his own energy of feeling unworthy, like a bum, like he would never amount to anything, he couldn't sustain it. Because that's what we're trying to say here in our show today. That's so exciting, is that when you change the energy, it's sustainable and it's real and it lasts.
Okay.
When you force yourself to change, when you become motivated because someone calls you a bum and you're going to say, I'm going to show them,
right?
You can create change, but it's not as sustainable as you would if you do it organically and natural to the way you are.
Okay. So let me see if I can get this right, Jason. What you're saying is that anyone can change if you change the energy, but maybe not. I don't understand.
So you can force yourself to make change.
Yeah.
You can be motivated by anger, resentment, bitterness, and say, I'm going to show that SOB or whatever that I'm going to make something out of myself.
Okay.
You can get so fed up with your weight, for example, and said, I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to do this. I'm going to force myself. I'm going to use discipline, willpower, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But we see as intuitives, and we've been working with people, weight loss is a great example. Most people don't think of weight loss as changing the world. Now, people are motivated to do weight loss, and they see it as a self-improvement thing, but does it really change the world? Well, it can or it can't. And let me explain the difference.
Well, I have a great story about it. If you don't, can I jump in?
Sure.
First? I used to teach water aerobics and very successful at it. And there was a person that hadn't come to class for quite some time. And I had seen her and she in town, and she said, I'm going to join that boot camp that is that's happening every afternoon at 5 o'clock in the center of town. And I said, oh, okay.
Great example.
And by the way, she hadn't been to class for at least 6 months. And then a week later, After she said she was going to class, she came back to water aerobics. And I said, well, how's the class going? And she goes, I did the class once and it just, oh, I thought I was going to die the next day. And she said, why is it that when I'm doing water aerobics with you, it doesn't, I don't feel this way, but I went and did this class. And by the way, she was really out of shape. And I said to her, because in my class, we change the energy.
Oh, that's a great example.
In every class, I help you change the energy.
See, what boot camp exercise program or boot camp anything, and by the way, I'm a veteran. I was in the Army. I went to boot camp.
You know, real boot camp.
I would not suggest that methodology as the go-to standard for anything, frankly, okay. Because what it teaches you that if someone's screaming at you, and I remember it was usually about my mother or my grandmother, you know, your mother's not here, Roan, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
it may change it modifies your behavior.
In the moment.
But as soon as the drill instructor's gone, mm-hmm. there's no change at all. In fact,
right.
you're so angry and resentful that you may do something just to
negative energies,
just to stick it to your
drill sergeant, mostly yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
yes.
When you're changing, when you're losing weight, here's what's exciting.
Okay.
If you're losing weight and you go and say, okay, what is the negative energy that caused me to gain weight in the first place?
Exactly, because people don't realize we hold on to those energies.
It may be because the way your parents treated you.
It could be anything.
You know, you've been made fun of, you've been ridiculed.
Right.
You've have self-judgment and self-criticism
right.
that you're abusing yourself with.
Right.
If you start changing that energy, first of all, that's the sustainable way for weight loss.
Exactly. And it works.
Because it's those negative energies that cause you to eat in the first place.
Exactly.
And so people, when they either change their diet, exercise, they do the boot camp programs or fasting or
right.
whatever it is, those things don't change the energy. But when you change the energy at the same time,
right.
or use some sort of weight loss method, you know, we talked about that. We look at the motivations for the why people eat
what they eat.
Yeah, you know, the Cherry Garcia in the freezer.
and
before
by
the show, I smelled M&Ms on my wife's breath. So you know, I
don't eat Cherry Garcia. But the point is that the bottom line is that when we change the energy, you can't imagine what you can do. It is one of the most phenomenal things I have ever seen and experienced in my own life.
And it's not a quick fix. That's part of the problem.
Yes.
People want quick fixes.
Well, they want quick fixes because they're stuck in programming.
Yes. And programming says, just do it.
Yes.
Don't think about your emotions. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that those emotions creep back up and say, they sabotage you. They get you.
They bite you in the backside. Let's just say it that way.
So, we created the ecosystem approach that was meant to be practical self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start listening to our normal radio show on Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific time,
right.
Then you'll know about the ecosystem approach in much more detail.
Right.
But we've taken all these topics that people struggle with, whether it's money, health, relationships, just well-being, just being happy.
Right.
We take all those topics and apply them to how you do it by changing the energy.
Well,
and it's amazing.
You know, there's something he and I haven't discussed this, but he and I take this for granted. We have so much fun in our lives today, he and I, in everything that we do. Now, I'm not saying we're not affected by negative energies. Of course we are. But because we do the ecosystem approach, our perspective on what to do with the negative energies that come our way is so much different than it was before we started using the ecosystem approach. There isn't anything we haven't handled and done really well with the whole time.
You know, and this may be the first time you've heard us, but you know, Patricia is my wife and the love of my life. And truly the reason we have such a relationship is that we've cleared the negative energies between us.
I love it.
Consistently. And in fact, when she gets mad at me, I could never understand why. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me at all. But if in those rare occasions,
would you like my number?
When she gets mad at me, we just clear it.
We
clear the anger, we clear the resentment, and we come back together, and it's amazing. And rather than, you know, having our relationship getting more and more dull or lifeless.
Oh my gosh.
As the more time that we've been together, the better it gets.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
If we're acting the way we were designed, which is what the reason we created the ecosystem approach, because we could see human beings were not acting in the way that they were designed.
Exactly.
That the process was being corrupted in ways, usually by programming methods,
right.
In ways that hurt us.
Exactly.
And it's so amazing. And so this is what happens when you start applying the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
You may apply it, let's say, for weight loss, because that's what we're talking about. So we might have you start to clear the things when you start to get a craving, mm-hmm. you know, to see what those cravings are, what creates that craving. Maybe it's difficulty with a person. Maybe it's difficulty with your boss. Maybe with your kids. Maybe
you hear your mother's voice in your head saying, now, if you eat that, you know, that's going to be 5 extra pounds on your hips, blah, 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 blah.
We clear the negative energies or the anger toward your mother.
Exactly.
You know, it's very specific. And what happens is that we start clearing those things, but then people notice, and we've been doing this for so long, we just kind of take it for granted.
We do.
But people say to us, well, you know, I'm working on my weight, but oh my gosh, I've got better control over my money. Or, oh my gosh, my relationships over here are getting better.
And I just lost 2 pounds last week.
And oh my gosh, I'm becoming happier.
Right.
That's why we call it living lighter.
Right.
Because you're starting to live lighter.
And we love it. We absolutely love it. You know, I just want to make one more comment and we didn't realize this was going to be an effect of what we do, but Jason and I are called upon quite often to come and be at a party, or people want to come and spend time with us. And we didn't realize that because our energy, our personal energy has changed from, you know, being angry and grumpy and feeling old and fat and ugly, we didn't realize that wherever we go, I've seen people stop and turn around and look at us when we walk into a room.
People don't know it's energy. They don't have the words for it often,
right.
But it makes us popular. And oh, by the way, if you feel like you're not as popular as you should be, or that you're not likable
exactly
as you should be,
exactly.
You know, I think about people on the radio, TV all the time, who could make themselves more attractive and desirable if they change their energy.
I love that.
Energy affects all parts of your life.
Exactly, exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Self-improvement only helps the world when you change the energy.
Okay.
Strategies and techniques rarely change the energy, so improvements are not long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Programming methods are common where you push aside your emotions and then act, mm-hmm. and that doesn't work. And we use the ecosystem approach to remove negative energy in your life in an efficient and natural way.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to make the connection between changing the energy in yourself and how that changes the world. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to make a connection between changing the energy in yourself and how that changes the world. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So what is the connection between changing the energy in yourself and changing the world?
Well, you know, this idea that change yourself, change the world is a platitude. And frankly, Patricia and I had a little discussion about this in the beginning because she wanted it and I didn't want it because I thought it was a platitude. And it kind of is, because when you change yourself, you don't necessarily change the world. So here's the connection. And it's based on the 100 monkey theory. Now, if you've heard of the 100 monkey theory,
or if you haven't,
what happened is that they were studying some monkeys for a long period of time, and they introduced, sweet potatoes into their diet. And they found that the monkeys really liked to eat sweet potatoes, but they didn't like the dirt on the outside of the sweet potato. So one of the monkeys figured out that they could wash the sweet potato and get the dirt off, and then it would be make the sweet potato much more edible.
Okay.
And soon the rest of the group of monkeys, the family or the clan or whatever, was starting to wash their fruit or their food, their sweet potatoes specifically. And what was noticed is that a group of monkeys on the other side of the world started to do the same thing.
Well, wait a minute. How is that possible, Jason?
Well, as intuitives, we see this connection. So that when I make change by clearing negative energy in myself, I create a path or a process to teach others, even though I may not talk to them directly, mm-hmm. even though I may not be geographically connected to them.
Or speak their language. Okay.
And what we're saying is we want to change the world. We start to eliminate the negative energy.
And with us
personally first. And okay. it's sort of a twofer. It's sort of a win-win.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you start everything that's wrong in your life, I'm going to make a bold statement. If you're listening right now, I'm going to say to you that everything that's wrong in your life, if you change the energy, you can start to make it better.
If you change your energy,
yes,
you can make it better.
Now, some people
and
say,
be able to deal with it.
Well, you know, I can't pay the rent this month. You know, how does that, is that going to help me pay the rent? Well, maybe. Okay. Maybe not.
Right.
It's not like it's a guarantee. It's not like a fairy godmother. When you change the energy, it's not like there's a fairy godmother that's blessing you. But we found that people become more creative. We've had people come to us all the time saying, oh my gosh, you know, I've got this this money problem, and right. I've got this deadline, and if I don't do XYZ by this date, something really bad's going to happen. We start to change the energy.
Right.
We've seen so many times that they found solutions.
It's phenomenal, actually, everyone.
Things come up and
right.
And work. And sometimes it's not always positive, but right. even when the worst happens, then they find a way out of the worst.
Yes.
And progressively get better and better and better.
And I want to say, because when you change the negative energy that's in you and around you, what happens is that you're not having to fight through that negative energy to get to a solution.
Exactly.
It's phenomenal.
So whether you're doing something really mundane, like just losing a few pounds for yourself.
Or trying to pay the rent.
Or trying to pay the rent. Or something, you're saving the whale, you're doing sustainable farming.
Global.
You're working on global warming.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
Those things, unless you change the energy.
You're going to keep doing the same things over and over and over again.
What the world needs is to change the energy. So if you're doing something really helping the world, mm-hmm. make sure you change the energy in yourself so it can be sustainable for other people. And you can create a path to have other people do what you're doing,
exactly.
even though you may not say it explicitly to them or have a message to them or whatever that is.
Or even say it directly.
So what we're going to do, and we promise you to do that, we're going to do this, and this is what's really exciting, is we're going to show you how we do what we call clearing, which is working with the energy.
Right.
And then we're going to do some clearing. We're going to start by clearing some things for the world. So, you know, pull the car over. I mean, you actually can continue to drive. We can do clearing. You don't have to stop driving. Right. But this is so important. And we hope that if you feel good about this,
right.
about changing the world, in our next show on Monday at 1 p.m. Central.
Pacific time.
Yes. We're going to do part two. And we're going to do some more clearing for the world and some more clearing for you individually. Please tune in for that. And oh, by the way, you can find us at www.livinglighter.org. If you sign up for our newsletter, you will get clearings every week that's based on the topic that we talk about
each week.
And if you start doing the clearings, even if the topic doesn't really apply to you directly,
right.
it will help your life.
Yeah.
And most of those clearings are generic, so that if we're clearing for one thing, other things pop up. It's really amazing.
Yes.
So
yes,
here we
yes.
go.
Okay. So Jason, let's tell everyone how we do this.
So basically you can sit, you can stand. Your posture is not important. You can be standing on your head.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you set your intention not only to help yourself, but to help others.
Right.
So if we do a clearing statement that you don't think applies to you,
that's okay.
Do it anyways,
yeah.
because you're using your intention to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't only help you, but it helps other people. Most of the clearings we do are so generic that even if you don't have, like, for example, this is a common one. I'm not an angry person. So even if you don't think you have any anger, clear anger, and it'll help other people. But I guarantee you there might be some anger that you didn't think you had that will pop up that
yes.
all of a sudden is there.
Exactly.
So you use your intention and your imagination. So when we say and to eliminate, take the stated emotion, or sometimes it's veils and illusions, sometimes it's barriers, whatever we say to eliminate after the verb eliminate, then imagine in your mind's eye gathering that up in your body and blowing it into a trash can. Now,
right.
it can be an actual trash can. If you're driving down the road, use your mind's eye, your imagination,
right.
and create a trash can off your driver's side there, you know, while you're driving down the road. That's fine.
Yes.
Don't worry about the trash can. We'll empty it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not going to get clogged. We'll empty it. We'll take care of it. And then we go on to the next emotion. It's really that simple.
Okay. And then a few times in the show, we're going to activate life force energy. Life force is the most positive, healing, powerful energy that we have access to, all of us. And we all have the right to use it. It it's amazing. And what we're going to do with that one is we're going to activate it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way through our body, down our arms and our torso, all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And with the breath, we're going to exhale. We're going to blow out any negative energy that is still there. And then we're going to move on. It is phenomenal, everyone. And I have to tell you, I am so excited that we're doing this about the world today.
You know, and everybody asks us, well, you know, I like the life force energy. I don't like the negative stuff.
Right.
Well, it's the negative stuff that's causing all the problems.
And the life force just fills in where the negative stuff was. So we remove the negative first and then activate the life force to fill in the negative places.
And today we're going to do something just a little bit differently, right, which is clearing for the world.
Oh my
gosh. So the visualization is just slightly different.
Yes.
You know, Patricia likes to use, she's much more artistic and feminine. She'll have like a, so when we say, and to eliminate the poverty in the world, just imagine a Kleenex that just drifts over the top of the United States and pulls it down into a huge trash can underneath right. a picture of the United States. You know, for me, since I'm a guy, I like to use a bulldozer
or a bomb.
It's much more manly. But you know, so I push the negative energy off the side into a huge trash bin.
Right.
But however you want to visualize it, it doesn't matter. It still works.
Right.
So here we go. Let's.
Okay.
Everybody, you want to change the world? Here we go.
And I just want to say one more thing. I recommend right now making your trash can huge, because yes, there is so much negative garbage in the world.
And if in your imagination, so I'm missing the trash can, just make trash can bigger.
Yeah, it's exactly.
That simple.
It is.
So I'm going to start with this.
Go for it.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the stubbornness, stupidity, and resistance of our political representatives about the state of politics today in the United States.
How did I know he was going to do that one first? Everyone, take a breath. Take a nice breath.
Imagine that big bulldozer going through all. You know, I like to visualize the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol, have going through the whole thing, push all that negative energy,
and just put it in that garbage can.
Into a dumpster.
Right, actually, a dumpster. Big, huge dumpster. Take a nice breath, everyone. And now blow it out. Okay, Jason, go for it.
And to eliminate the hate in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this one, you can go all the way around the globe.
Yes.
And I have that bulldozer that's going all the way around the globe and then pushing it into a huge dumpster.
Take a breath and blow it out. And to eliminate personally all of the hate that has been thrown at me that's keeping me from helping me and the world. Take a nice breath. Let go of all of that hate. Blow it out into that huge dumpster.
And to eliminate all the tribal beliefs that we're part of some sort of tribe or group that we will fight other people if they don't agree with us. Take that those tribal beliefs.
Pick them up.
Blow it. I like to use the United States for this. You know, I like to use it just for the United States. Take it all the way across from coast to coast and push it over the side.
Blow it out.
And to eliminate my anger and everybody else's anger about politics in the United States today. Take a breath.
Blow it out. And to eliminate our pattern to blame one person or one country,
one political party.
I release and let go my neediness to blame and hate because of it. By the way, I have to say this personally, that's huge for me. So I'm gonna pick it up and blow it out into that trash can. There's 30 dumpsters on that one.
Yeah, we've been clearing so Patricia doesn't throw so much, you know,
at the TV.
Yes. and to eliminate for the whole world mm-hmm. the veils and illusions, so we can see that we're all connected.
Ah,
just go all the way around the world.
Yes,
gather that those veils and illusions up, and put them into this huge dumpster.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the anger and resentment and even jealousy that I have of others, that is holding me hostage, that's keeping me from helping the world. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the jealousy and competition between states, between countries,
political parties,
political belief systems
mm-hmm.
that keep us from coming together as people
yeah.
and taking our power back.
Take a breath.
Go all the way around the world and put it in the dumpster.
And to eliminate the hate that I'm wearing personally that isn't serving anything or anyone, including my neighbor, my family, my country, or the world. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my fears, worries, and anxieties that if I don't have enough,
or if I didn't do enough,
it's going to keep other people. Or fears, worries, and anxieties that there's not going to be enough for me.
Take a breath.
The fears, worries, and anxieties that everyone has, that there's not going to be enough, so we have to hoard mm-hmm. What we have
mm-hmm.
at the expense of someone else.
Take a breath.
All across the country for that one, and into the dumpster on the side. And to eliminate our desire to hate people that are different from us, to be afraid of people that are different from us, be angry toward people that are different from us, and try and close our doors, our borders, or whatever there is from those people. Just gather that hate and anger up, blow it into the dumpster.
And to eliminate the blocks to our understanding and compassion and awareness to not only what we need, but to what others need all around the world.
Yes.
And give ourselves permission to be part of the solution. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate our fear that someone's going to take something from us, someone's going to hurt us, someone's going to attack us, someone's going to kill us. That may not be accurate. Take that big hand all the way around the world and put it into the huge dumpster on the bottom. Take a breath.
You know, Jason, I realize that I'm an intuitive and I'm very, very good at what I do. With that last clearing that we did, I felt the energy just calm down.
Yes.
It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And to eliminate the fears and the greediness that keeps us from seeing how our climate and how our ecosystems are being degraded, and feel the pain of those degradation.
Thank you.
Of our world and of our neighborhoods and of our country.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions that we all have, that we were trained with, that says you have to look out for yourself first before you can do anything else for anyone else. Well, we're saying not only help yourself, but help everyone else at the same time.
And that that's possible.
And that's possible. Take a breath.
And I just want to say this, that we're doing this. It's feeling really good, and keep going with us. We're gonna do this for a few more minutes. We'll go all the way to the end of the end of our show today doing this. But I just want to say, just take a quick break and say that, you know, if you want more of this, please tune into our show on Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Every Monday.
Every Monday. And we're going to do some more of this to change the world.
Right.
And sign up for our newsletter. It's free. All we need is your name and email address. We're at www.livinglighter.org, and that will keep you connected to us. And we're going to continue to not only make it better for you personally, but to help you
make your world better.
Make our world better.
I want to remind everyone that the more people that do this, the better the effect. The more positive the effect will be, not only for yourself, but for all of us. So with that said, and to eliminate all of the selfishness that I've been trained to use that shuts helping others out, take a nice breath. You don't need that energy. You don't need that programming anymore.
And to eliminate all the selfishness in the world. Right. That affects all of us. Just take a big hand, go all the way around the world, and dump it into the bottom there in that big trash can.
Right.
And to eliminate any hopelessness we have that change can really happen this way, any false belief that this can't be right, this clearing stuff is weird. This can't really work.
And to eliminate our fear of change, take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that Jason and Patricia are advocating a political perspective, when the truth is, because we are intuitives, we see that this is how people are naturally, organically. This is how we were designed.
Exactly.
We're not designed to be to have this hate and this fear and these selfishness. Mm-hmm. So and to eliminate the veils and illusions, so we can see that this is not about a political perspective, but a natural way that human beings are designed.
And to eliminate, and this is one of the biggest ones, and to eliminate our fear that says, if I'm the only one that's changing, there must be something wrong. But remember, it has to start with us/you. Take a breath.
Let's do two life force.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about that. I was having so much fun. So everyone, go with me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes to be happy and healthy and aware and have clarity for myself and the world. Take a nice breath. Pull that in through the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down. Let it heal all the spots where all that negative energy was. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing can help me in all parts of my life and can change the world at the same time. Take a breath. So I'm so glad you chose to be with us today. Yes. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. You know, please, the ecosystem approach, we've been doing this for the last 20 years. We've seen amazing results. This is practical. There's no airy-fairy stuff here. You know, our shows every week are about practical everyday problems that people have, and we go directly to those problems and show you how the changing the energy specifically can help with that specific problem. And if you sign up for our newsletter at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab, we just ask for your name and email address. It's absolutely free. Sign up today. Do it right now. And be part of our group. We want to welcome you with open arms. We want you to be part of this group. And we're going to, every week we'll get together and we'll do some clearing for ourselves, but we'll also set our attention to help each other.
Yes, exactly.
In the group, and we're going to help the world change at the same time. Please join us.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.